Now, tomorrow is the United Nations Global Day of Parents, raising awareness of the importance of parenthood, its role in providing protection, and the tools needed for children's positive development. And any parent out there will know that it's not always an easy task. There is no handbook, and life can often throw unexpected challenges our way. So, here to give us all a bit of advice and support, I'm joined now by life coach and founder of Live Love Better, Lorena Bernal, who helps parents navigate the challenges of raising children. Hi there, Lorena.
Hello, everyone.
Nice to speak to you. Thank you for being here. So, listen, it really is difficult, isn't it, being a parent? I think everybody, before you become a parent, everybody can give you their advice, but I don't think you really realise how difficult it can be until you're there in it.
Well, I think actually the opposite. I think to being a parent is easy and natural, and we all have it in us. What is difficult is to raise kids in our society with our expectations. That's the difficult part. But parenting is about keeping them safe and loving them. And every life being in nature can do that and know how to do that. And we know as well. So we need to trust that a little bit more.
So, Lorena, tell us, how do you help parents out then?
Well, parenting is a very, like, it's a word that used to be in our lives. I mean, it wasn't even a word, a verb. So depending on who you are, where you are, in what country, in what culture, it's different for everyone, right? So there are basic ideas that work for all of us, whoever you are, whatever you are. And the basic idea is trusting. So I help them. The first thing we do is I help them trust in their inner wisdom to know how to parent their kids and to let go of controlling, of expectation, of wanting to learn lessons and tools and wanting to achieve a success. That if you waste your time wanting to achieve that success and being the best and the best and the best, you're actually missing the few years of your kids, the few years you have your kids with you. So the first thing is change the approach and change the point of view, and then work on whatever problems people have. But the point of view is very important for me.
Do you not think, though, sometimes, Lorena, as a parent, like, you can, you know, it's all very well and good trusting your own sort of thoughts and the way you parent your kids, but we do still sometimes get it wrong. Do you know, it's very timely, this. So the comedian Jason Manford this morning posted on his social media page saying, "Ugh, ever had one of those moments as a parent where you just get it wrong and overreact and then feel guilty about it for the rest of the night, even though the kid has moved on, had a laugh, gone to sleep fine, and you are just lying there awake thinking, could I have done that differently?"
Exactly, yes. And that's the thing. We have expectations. We want to do the right thing. And there's no right or wrong. We need to learn more from them. What you just said, it's very powerful. They are lighter than us. They don't come with a story. They just come to this world being happy and being curious and being open and being loud and happy and enjoying life. We need to learn more from them instead of us trying to fix them when they are already perfect. So us trying to fix them, it's a work we do because we have expectations, because we heard this is the right thing to do, this is the wrong thing to do, because my parents did this and I didn't like it, so I want to do the opposite, or I want to do what my parents did. Or like we are full of expectations and we label what we do as right or wrong. And that way, we are missing the main point, which is being with our kids, seeing them developing, being wise with them, being a guide more than a fixer. Go ahead, sorry.
No, you're fine. What are some of the common issues and challenges that you find that parents need support with?
I mean, it depends on the age, obviously. It's a very different kind of parenting when the kid is a baby or a toddler or a child or a teenager, right? It's like I compare always with driving. No, when you can drive like a bicycle when you're a kid, then you can drive like a motorbike, then a car, and then maybe a Formula One car. That would be the teenager, right? So even if you know how to drive, you need to learn about what car you're driving, but also about your skills by driving them. So the common problems are hundreds, thousands of little problems, right? But it's again, because, and I'm talking here very generally, because we label them as problems instead of embracing the evolutions and the daily life. But mainly, I think the biggest, I would say, issue I see is that we are more connected to our heads than we are connected to our hearts. And by connecting to our heads, I mean we remember our childhood. We want our kids to be good, to be happy. We want them to be polite, clean, sporty, a good son, good daughter, intelligent, calm, curious, social. We want them to be all that because we think that is going to bring them success. So we are seeing their future constantly because in our head, the logic says that if they are all that, they will be happy and that's all what we want. But if we kind of detach from our thinking and our logic and our seeing the future and we connect just to our heart, you can embrace every single second you are with a child and they will embrace it too if you are present there with your heart, embracing the moment, embracing whatever you are and all the situation you are in.
Have you got any tips? Because there are times, obviously, when the kids can push our buttons, and maybe you're stressed out, maybe you've had a hard day at work, and you know, rightly or wrongly, you maybe take it out on your kids, and you maybe don't give them the attention that you need, or you're cooking dinner as well, and it's just a little bit stressful. Have you got any tips for any sort of stressed out parents?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is don't blame the child. Because it's not their fault that you have buttons, you know, it's like they're not pressing, they wouldn't press your buttons if you don't have them. So I would say use those opportunities to look inside you and to heal or to calm down or to be aware of your stress or be aware of maybe you're giving too much energy to your work or maybe you're giving too much energy on your expectations of success for yourself or for your family. So I would say pause for a second, breathe, look inside you and don't react from that stress or from that insecurity. Every time we are with our kids, it's an amazing opportunity to learn from them. I mean, there are very, very, a lot of tips we can use, but I would say, you know what I'm going to say? Like, and I was having this conversation the other day with someone. I would say, if you have time, and we all have time, at least an hour a day, be with your kids. Mm. Like, be with your kids. Go do the groceries, take them to the bank, take them for a coffee or sit with them in the couch. Take at least an hour a day to be with them, be present with them. Not to teach them, not to lecture them, not to interrogate them, not to fix them, but just to be with them.
You know what? I saw a great clip yesterday, actually, from Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, and they were talking about the fact that Ryan Reynolds suffers from anxiety, and he was talking about actually talking to his kid about it. You know, I suppose sometimes we think we don't want to burden our kids with the stresses that we have. as adults. I mean, obviously, you know, you don't want to go into a deep chat, but Hugh Jackman mentioned something which I just thought was really great. He was telling his kid that he had a bit of an awkward phone call that he had to make in that day, and he was a little bit nervous and anxious about it. And he did the phone call, and then straight after, his son was like, "How did the phone call go, Dad?" Do you know what I mean? And, like, involving the kids in things that are a bit more that we probably wouldn't necessarily think about doing because they're kids.
Exactly, and they feel everything we feel, and they perceive everything we are going through. Even if we don't talk to them about our anxiety or whatever we're going through, they are perceiving it. So they need to be involved actively, otherwise they will be witnessing you without understanding what is happening. Involve them in your life. It's not about having conversations that are not appropriate for their ages, but just show them how to live. Show them the world, the good, the bad, the boring, the fun. Be with them, showing them how to live. And this way as well, you will make them maybe detach from finding out what the world is through the screens, because you are showing them what the world is. We have phone calls, we have work, we do the grocery, we go to the dentist, we go to the hairdresser. Take them with you. Show them the world.
Also, Lorena, do you agree with this? Because it was something that my wife said, and you know what? I think she's absolutely bob on with it. She said I think she'd heard about this, about how important it is for kids' mental health these days to actually experience boredom. Because kids are so, obviously, they've got their tablets, they've got their screens, you know, they're constantly, their mind is working constantly and doing stuff. So sometimes when your kid comes down and says, "I'm bored," I actually think it's quite a good thing that, you know what I mean?
It is a good concept, but I don't know how realistic it is in these days, because, I don't know, before kids used to grow up more on the streets. So if they were bored, they had that creativity being born in them and somewhere to apply it. Like they would climb trees or they would play with the little flowers on the parks. I don't know. We were more on the streets. So even if we were bored, we always found something to do. But if you are at home and say your parents say no more screens, right? And you're bored, it's hard for them to find something to do. Right. So I think they need a little bit more work from us to present them other options, like come and cook with me or I don't know. Why don't you start? Whatever you can feel would be appropriate for their age to do at home. Give them the option or give them the idea and. If you can, do it with them for a few minutes. If they see you enjoy it, maybe their creativity will spark and they will invent something else or go with the flow of whatever you're doing. But it's really hard for them to find something to do. You're a parent, you say, no more screens, find something to do, get bored. Mm. And then you go away and then you leave them there. I mean, if they have siblings, it's obviously easier. Yep. If they have a garden and siblings to play with and they are sporty or whatever, it's easier. But if you don't have that kind of kid, you have to help them.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, Lorena, thank you so much for joining us. If anybody wants to find out more about what you do, how do they do that?
Well, they can go onto our website, livelovebetter.co.uk. There is the blog. I write articles all the time, and we do events about parenting, but also about couples, about women, about men, because we englobe the every issue kind of has one secret, which is connect more to yourself, to your heart, to your love. In every area of your life. So if they want to know more about that, our website is full of ideas.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us, Lorena.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Have a lovely weekend. Bye. You too.